Project Healing Waters and the Bristol Bay Native Corporation sponsored 8 recovering veterans and injured service personnel for a week of fishing at the Mission Lodge on Lake Aleknagik. KDLG's Dave Benninger was along as they fished for king salmon on the Nooshigak River.
Come on, baby. Oh, yeah, he's a big fish.
That thing.
He's running again, boy. I love it when the rod's bent double.
Staff Sergeant Brent Allen and his wife Crystal are fishing for king salmon on the Nooshigak River. They and 6 other recovering veterans fished for a week in Bristol Bay with Project Healing Waters, a group that has been teaching wounded veterans and injured service personnel the art of fly fishing since 2005. Healing Waters is a unique form of physical and emotional rehabilitation, and last year more than 3,000 recovering veterans took part. Another participant is Kathleen Coy. She's still on active duty and has been fishing with Healing Waters since coming to Alaska 2 years ago.
Fly fishing has changed my life. I mean, it's really has. I would have never thought tying a tiny little fly would be so therapeutic, but it really is. And then just getting out there and catching fish, and it doesn't matter what size fish it is, it has been an amazing experience for me.
The Healing Waters participants fished out of Mission Lodge on Lake Aleknagik. The Bristol Bay waters they fished are considered one of the world's premier sport fishing destinations. On Tuesday, the group flew down from the lodge to a spot on the Nooshigak River some 20 miles from the bay. They swapped fly rods for beefy bait casters, better to land the river's kings with.
Didn't even give me 5 minutes to get the camera out.
Smart, sweetheart. I can't help the fact that I got a fish on like immediately. I mean, what do you want? What do you want?
Staff Sergeant Brent Allen and his wife Crystal came to Alaska with the U.S. Air Force. Brent's vocal cords were permanently damaged during 2 operations done to repair injuries in his neck. He says it's difficult to breathe, swallow, even speak. But with king after king on the line Tuesday, any pain seems scarcely able to temper his enthusiasm.
Come on, buddy. Come on, every guy.
He also landed the biggest catch of the day, a 33-pound female.
I've never seen fishing this hot. I've salmon fished the last 2.5 years that I've been here in Alaska, and I've never seen fish so aggressive. Absolutely amazing.
Crystal left active duty a few years ago. Tuesday was the first time she had ever been fishing. Her first fish in her life was about a 12-pound king salmon.
I came here to fish. I fished and I conquered, and I'm ready to go home and say I did it. It's like a honeymoon he never thought he'd have.
That's my kind of honeymoon, I'm going to tell you that.
Kyle Volberding was their guide on the river.
They do a lot for us. I just think it's great to see him out on the water, especially in this area.
A week of guided fishing out of a Bristol Bay Lodge like Mission runs up to $7,500 per person. The majority of the sponsorship came from the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, the new owners of the Mission Lodge. This is their first major investment back in Bristol Bay since 1979. Inez Webb is the administrative manager at BBNC.
One of our directors came up with an idea to have the grand opening, find participants from the Healing Water Project, bring them to the Mission Lodge. It was a great, great time. A lot of camaraderie and good conversation, good stories.
For the rest of the week, they flew and boated to some of the hot spots the region is famous for, like fly fishing for rainbows on the Agulhawak River. It probably goes without saying that this is a long, long way from Iraq and Afghanistan and other places these men and women have served. Another veteran on the trip is Frank Blanchard. He was medically discharged from the U.S. Army and has been fishing with Healing Waters for a few years.
Yesterday, I caught my first salmon ever in my life. Today, I caught 2 salmon, and I would have never imagined that I was able to do that. I was dreaming last night about salmon. I couldn't go to sleep. I was up till midnight, and I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, and the fishing was just phenomenal. I mean, we just kept pulling salmon in, and they were so beautiful. I've been so many places in the world, and this is the most awesome, most awe-inspiring, and life-changing scenery I've ever seen in my life. I wish I could bring all my brothers and sisters in the military out here to see what I'm seeing right now.
Reporting for KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger.
Tune in tomorrow for a story on how Healing Waters transformed one soldier's life.